to come forward if we will digitally alter his voice to protect his identity. He was in the locker room Sunday in St. Louis after the loss to the Rams, and we don't know his exact identity, but he's got a story to tell. Good morning, Deep Throat.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you for coming forward, and thank you for your courage.
I was there at Valley Ranch this week when Jerry Jones bitch-slapped Wade Phillips into the next week.
So you've seen it all.
The sound of Jerry's hand hitting the pudgy flesh of Wade Phillips reverberated off the walls and traveled directly into the tomb of Tom Landry.
Oh, my gosh.
Where it caused a slight stirring. It was louder than Nick Folk clanking one off the uprights. Wade has spent most of the week locked inside his office, eating ice cream and crying.
I don't know about that.
It all changed in St. Louis for this team.
Yeah.
In the locker room after the game, we were having our usual after-game ceremony where Wade Phillips hands out the participation ribbons. And Jerry walked in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
It was horrible.
Hang in there.
Jerry issued the mother of all dog cussings.
He did.
It was horrible. There were so many F words and C words and P words.
Oh, no.
That I thought I was in a Sopranos episode. He got so mad that he threw his toupee at Flozell Adams.
Oh, no.
And told him to use it as a female merkin.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
He accused Brad Johnson of throwing the game.
Oh.
He got so mad, he karate chopped Tony Romo's broken pinky.
Oh, gosh.
He then made Wade Phillips so upset that Wade ran out of the room crying.
Oh.
We found him minutes later in the coach's room, crouched in a locker with a box of donuts.
Tough day for Wade.
It's terrible.
Jerry told one of the Roy Williams, the good one, that he didn't pay him all that money for him to play like a lion.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
He then told the bad Roy Williams that he would make sure his arm was all the way broken, and he threw a boulder on it.
Threw a boulder on it?
I don't believe that.
T.O. stood up in front of everyone in the middle of this and plugged his book, Finding Fitness by T.O.
What an inopportune time for that.
Wade was then dragged back into the locker room by Jerry and his henchmen. Skittles and chocolates falling out of his pockets. And then he was commanded to address the team.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Wade then lifted his leg and let out a mastodon fart and told us he was proud of us. Pac-Man then staggered in 3 sheets to the wind and said, I told you, MFers, that you couldn't win without me. And then, to accent his point, he vomited and fired double AK-47s into the air.
What a crazy scene.
Dangerous.
One bullet ricocheted off the ceiling tile and shot the merkin right off of Flozell Adams' groin.
So Flozell had complied with Jerry's request.
This is all I can say in human words. I must leave you now.
Deep throat. He's gone.
Oh, man. Well, that was a lot of information before he shut it down. Deep Throat informant as to what's going on behind closed doors with the Cowboys these days. 848 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.